Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusumano with you till 12 o'clock. Let's head to Columbia, Missouri, and talk with the head coach of the Missouri Tigers, Konzo Martin. Coach, great to be with you. Thanks for your time. How are you today?
Oh, not bad, Frank. Thank you for having me.
So give us the mood and just your emotions last night as you're watching that selection show Sunday with your players and some of the Missouri family, just what it meant to you to see your name called.
Oh, it was a great feeling. I think, you know, for our players, you know, all the work they put into it, and just I really went back to when I first took the job and right before I met with the fans and the media, when I went out for the press conference, just when I talked to the players and just the look in their eyes. And I went back to that really just overjoyed just to see the look in their eyes and to be able to have an opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament, which is a tremendous honor, not an easy one to get into. And just all the hard work they put in, starting this last April 17, up until this point. So just really honored, but also happy for the university, the state of Missouri, you know, Illinois side, Kansas City side. Just a lot of people that pay tribute to this program, put time into this program. So just happy to see these people smile.
I couldn't help but think about a guy like Cassius Robertson, who's a senior, who'll never get a chance to play in this thing, and he comes to Mizzou for his fifth year of eligibility and gets a chance to play. Boy, what a cool thing for that kid.
It is, and I think, again, he's a wonderful young man. A hard-working young man who put the time into it. But I think the biggest thing out of that, what Cassius did, and probably I would assume he realized it at the time, but he made a great decision. And really, in doing his homework and figuring out the best place for him to be a basketball player and have success as a student-athlete, also working toward getting his master's degree. Because, again, he had some tremendous opportunities in some programs that were high-profile more so than us from the standpoint of recent years and wins and losses. And he made a decision based on, I can go there and play and have an opportunity to have success, but also help this program. So I think it spoke a lot about Cassius as a person more than anything.
I love what you said last night, too, about the tournament that, you know, you've been playing in this SEC. Every team knows what you do. You know what they do. And now it's like, hey, we're not sure about this team, and everything's kind of up in the air. Hey, let's just throw the ball up and take our best shot. And there's something really cool about playing a team you really don't know too much about, even though you're going to try to.
I think it's great. I just think it's one of those deals. It's always the best time of the year for me outside of, you know, Christmas and all that, the holiday season. It's the best time of the year for me because the energy, the excitement, your fans get involved with it. Man, there's so many unknowns, and I think what it comes down to, of course, you have to have talent, you have to have coaching and all those things, but it also comes down to the culture of your program, the discipline of what you do every day. All those things you talked about back in the summertime and building your program to get to this point, they come on full display when you step on the floor. I think that's exciting.
I know you have a healthy respect for Leonard Hamilton, who's been coaching for 47 years. He's 69, but he looks like he's 49. Tell me about your relationship with Leonard.
I've been knowing Coach Leonard, you know, for quite a while now. We talk all the time. I have a great deal of respect for him. I know his assistant coaches very well. So it's one of those programs that I'm very familiar with. But it still doesn't take away from the fact that they're a talented program. They have length. They have athleticism. They can score the ball. They make you do things that you don't want to do. And the thing about it, it's just amazing. You go through a season, and some of the areas that we felt like we had to address or concern for our program and taking care of basketball, where they wanted the best at turning you over. Recently, we hadn't done a great job in blocking out, where they probably sent five guys to the glass. So all those things that we talk about as a staff, we got to keep working on getting better at. They probably epitomize that when it comes to a program. And Leonard's one of the best when it comes to defending guys. He's been doing it for 20-plus years.
Coach, I read a piece this weekend on Dwayne Casey, who has a similar background to Leonard Hamilton, was an assistant at Kentucky. And he talked about how there was a stereotype for black assistant coaches that they were labeled as recruiters and not coaches. And that was a stereotype that people like Leonard Hamilton had to break, and he paved the way for guys like yourself to have great success.
I think that is true. And that was talked about a lot when I first came into the profession about your stereotype of, you know, African-American coach in his profession. And Leonard is one of those guys that's done it at a high level and been consistent with it and had great success. So I've always migrated to him because he's always been a guy that's been candid with me, whether I want to hear it or not, genuine information. And he's one of those guys that pour into a lot of young coaches just to help them have balance in his profession. So, again, a great deal of respect for him. My respect for him goes way beyond the basketball game.
A quick update on Michael Porter Jr. Coach, are you seeing, I know you're seeing him every day, but are you seeing little strides and little bits of improvement each day he's out on the court, or is that overstated?
Oh, yeah, he's doing fine. I mean, just because, again, you're talking about a guy that was out for a long time. I think you look at any sport and guy spends that kind of time out, there's a level of rust and getting his legs back on them, getting familiar with the situation, getting involved with the game. And, you know, him coming back against a Georgia team who's really fighting for their lives, so to speak, a level of toughness on the interior. So they have big guys that have matched his physical toughness, all those things. I thought he was fine. I mean, really, I didn't really get caught up in the 5-for-17 from the field outside of maybe he shot it a quick, but I didn't think he took a bad shot. But I thought he, you know, maybe shot a couple quick, just kind of rushing it. But that's the speed of the game that he has to get that he lost and being out, but I think he'll be fine.
Do you anticipate him starting this week, or is it too early to say?
It's too early to say right now, but he has a chance to do it. But it's too early to say.
Coach, can you explain the policy with the DUI and Jordan Barnett? We were under the impression he's suspended for a week of team activities, but then you said last night he's practicing and will go with the team to Nashville initially.
Yes, because of the time of the suspension, He's allowed to go with the team. He's allowed to do everything with the team, but he can't be a part of the actual events. But he can practice on the off-site, but he can't practice on the main site. He can go with the team. Can't be on the bench during the game. But if we're blessed to win the game, we could possibly see him in the next game. So it's really, really an unfortunate situation for a wonderful young man who just got into a bad situation, because again, I've never been around a better young man. It's mind blowing for it to happen. You don't want it to happen to anybody, but just really surprised that it happened to him. But it's a lesson that we all can learn from.
And then the actual draw to get that extra day, an extra day of Michael Porter Jr. practicing to play in Nashville, Tennessee, late on a Friday with your fan base there. This really worked out well, didn't it?
Yeah, blessings. A lot of prayer. I was doing a lot of praying. Just really, if we can get a Friday night, it worked out. So more reps under our belt. So it really worked out again. The only unfortunate thing, you're playing against a great opponent. So, but other than that, everything worked out well for us. And now we just got to get prepared to try to win a ball game.
And how about your favorite NCAA tournament memory as a player? Anything jump out at you from your Purdue days?
Man, I love Purdue, but I'm a Mizzou Tiger, so we'll deal with Mizzou. I'll be Purdue later. I'm all about the Tigers now, so I'll tell you some stories after this tournament.
Coach, great to hear your voice. Congratulations.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks for having me.
All right, Konzo Martin joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box.